Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Great checking in with Ann Swartfeger with Stratford Festival as we're getting closer and closer to the upcoming season. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Nice to be chatting with you on a sunny day today, and it was so nice to be chatting with William Shakespeare earlier this week on William Shakespeare's birthday. How about that?
Oh, Jeff Lillico is so fantastic in Something Rotten. I'm glad you were able to have a conversation with him. And just wait till you see him, Jamie. He is so fabulous. When he says he modeled his performance on the great rock stars, and it is. He really did. It's so much fun.
Oh, it sounds great. Yeah, it was a pleasure chatting with Jeff, and he talked about how great it was working with not only, of course, great cast members, gosh, with Dan Shamroy, Juan Kioran, but, of course, Donna Feuerbach.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have her here. She is really at the top of her game. She has been at the top of her game for a very long time. She's a genius. I don't know of anybody who can direct musical theater the way she does, and she choreographs it all, too. We are very, very fortunate here in Stratford to have such a huge world-class talent directing musicals for us. It's incredible. We're so fortunate.
It is world-class talent. So that's Something Rotten in previews, but we also have other previews happening.
We do indeed. Today, the Tom Patterson Theater opens for the season with Hedda Gabler. And that is starring Sarah Topham, who I know so many people locally have been waiting to see on the stage. She went off into the world for a while. She was performing on Broadway in Tom Stoppard's Leopoldstadt. Most recently, I saw her in that. Sensational show, sensational performance by Sarah. And this one is just incredible. Everyone I've seen who saw, we've had two dress rehearsals for it, and today is the first preview. Everyone is talking about this show. It's an incredible drama with a really, really fabulous central performance by Sarah Topham, and of course, Gordon F. Miller is in it too, and we have grown to love his performances over the last several years. So that's a great show waiting for people to come and see it. Please do. It's really something special.
And again, it's great to see the Tom Patterson Theater will be a bustling once again.
That's right. And then we bounce over back to the festival tomorrow for another first preview of Twelfth Night, the wonderful Shakespeare comedy. I think it's got to be a favorite of people here. Shakespeare wrote a number of songs as part of Twelfth Night, and the music is written for this one by Paul Shilton, of course, a local composer and musician who we all love. And I think these are my favorite songs. The show is set in the 1960s, and they're wonderful. They're kind of like Joni Mitchell numbers.
Okay.
And I really, really enjoyed the production. It's directed by Shauna McKenna, and it's introducing a whole new bunch of stars, the next generation, and fabulous.
Yeah.
Really lots of fun. I think people are really going to enjoy it. First preview tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. And I like the look of Twelfth Night, too, because as you say, it's set in the 60s, I believe 1967, so it's got a real groovy look to it.
That's right. The year of Confederation's anniversary here in Canada. I remember that. I don't know whether you do, Jamie, or not.
Well, we won't go there. So we look forward to that one. And that's the show for opening night. Is that correct?
That's right. That's going to be the gala opening, the red carpet. So everybody's going to want to come out and see that. And then Something Rotten opens on the Tuesday, and the shows unfold all week long.
Right.
We have really got a fabulous season lined up for 2024.
Sounds good. And a tech run that you were able to sneak into.
Indeed, I was yesterday. Very lucky me. It was the tech run for La Cage aux Folles. And gosh, we've got two great musicals this year. This one is, they didn't even have costumes on because it was just the tech run. And I was so enthralled. It is fabulous. And La Cage aux Folles, I mean, there's a lot of drag performances, so it's really a lot about the costumes and the beautiful set, and it's in the south of France. So much of that was not even there, and I was crying at the tender moments, laughing at the jokes, but all round loving the music. What a powerful show.
Okay, we so look forward to it. As you say, two big musicals for this upcoming season for Stratford Festival. Again, with Anne Swerdfeger from Stratford Festival. And Anne, just before we let you go, more rehearsals underway for The Goat, or Who is Sylvia?
Yes, this Albee play has started first rehearsals, so the season is chugging along.
You bet. And again, great to see Lucy Peacock featured in this one.
Yes, and Rick Roberts. It's directed by Dean Gabry. It's such an interesting play. Oh my goodness! It's a sort of modern representation of the Greek tragedy, and it's wild.
Okay, if that doesn't give you a taste of great theater that is happening or still to come, I tell you, I don't know what it's going to take, but get to the website, stratfordfestival.ca, get your tickets. It's going to be an amazing season with Stratford Festival and Swerdfeger. Thanks so much for this, Anne. Always appreciate your sneak peeks.
Such a pleasure to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.